A worker with a hand wrench sparked the fire that last month that shut down the Trans-Alaska pipeline for 9 hours. The fire forced the evacuation of more than 50 people working at a remote pump station near Coldfoot at the edge of the Brooks Range. The Alaska Pipeline Service Company, which operates the pipeline, is investigating the cause of the fire. Spokeswoman Michelle Egan says a technician was working at the top of an oil storage tank with an adjustable wrench.
And he was using a hand tool, and that hand tool slipped and struck a hard object, and that likely caused a spark. Then he saw flames, about 3 inches of flames, around the outside of this panel that he was working on.
The storage tank has vents that allow crude oil vapors to escape, and the spark likely ignited those. The company has strict regulations for most work around tanks, especially with power tools, but it wasn't clear that work with a hand tool could cause a fire.
Clearly, we did not anticipate that with this kind of work that he was doing, that vapors would be present and that this could occur.
The company is re-examining its regulations. By the time the technician had climbed down from the tank to retrieve a fire extinguisher, the fire was too large for him to control by himself. The full pipeline was shut down within minutes. An on-site fire crew initially held off to see if the fire would go out by itself. When the crew finally did go in just after midnight, the fire was extinguished within minutes. The pipeline itself was restarted before the fire was put out. Egan says by that point, operators were confident the pump station was isolated from the full pipeline. Alyeska is continuing its investigation. The full results are expected within the next few weeks, but will not be released publicly.